So all this week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we're talking about the importance of a defibrillator if somebody goes into cardiac arrest. Now, I've taken this opportunity because a very good mate of mine, I used to work with Steve, you've heard me talking about plumbing before, he was in a situation where he was trying to save someone's life, and I thought I would have a chat to him and share that story with you this morning. Steve, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Bear. How are you going?
Not too bad. Now, I remember you telling me this story a few years ago. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was on a main street in Belrose here in Sydney and had a job. And I went into the driveway and I heard a horn beeping on the main road. And it just wouldn't stop because the lady's like, my husband's having a heart attack. So, you know, I've got a stethoscope in the car that I listen into walls with hot water leaks and things like that before the thermal imaging came out.
Yeah.
And I grabbed that. I ran over there, you know, opened the driver's door. He was laying back in and slumped over. So I didn't move him at first. I put the seat down and I listened for his breathing and things like that. Put the stethoscope. Couldn't hear anything. So I started CPR on him.
You grew up in life-saving culture, so you had a bit of idea what to do with first aid, didn't you?
I did. So I grabbed him and I pulled him. I pulled him out of the car, put him onto the medium strip and started CPR. Now, I was doing that for about 4 minutes, but, you know, I had people behind the car beeping and trying to get around us.
Of course.
You know, they didn't know what was going on.
Sydney, after all, yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing CPR, and then the fire brigade pulled up, and they took over.
Yep.
And a nurse came out and helped with that.
Do you know if they had a defibrillator there, the fire brigade, when they turned up?
No. No, they didn't.
Yeah, right.
They didn't. So what happened then is the ambulance did come. That took a little while for him to come. We got him back. We got him back, but he did pass away on the way back in the ambulance.
A terrible experience for you to go through. And this is what we're talking about this week, is that if you had easy access to a defibrillator, so if it had happened in Brook Street here in Muswellbrook, somebody would have been able to come in and grab the defibrillator. Now, we're not necessarily certain that it would have changed the end of that story, but it certainly could have given him a fighting chance, we think.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. If, you know, if there was one nearby that I could grab, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. If we had one around where we are right now, you know, we've got people doing bike riding, mountain bike riding behind us.
Yep.
Bike riding up and down the street. Now, we've had that many, you know, people on the bike riding heart attacks and, you know, heart problems, and a couple of them have passed.
Yeah.
But if we had one around here, oh, wow. So I have spoken to a few of the residents here, and we're all going to put one in to one of our houses, and we're going to put a sign out the front saying that we have one.
Well, we would encourage you to get in contact with Guy Leach at Heart 180 with the defibrillators. We've had our training here at the station. When you use the machine, it actually tells you everything that you have to do. So whilst it's great that you know, you've been through your lifesaver training, any person can literally actually try and save a life. That's the beauty of one of these machines. So hopefully, if the next situation occurs similar to yours, might be able to make a difference.
It probably will, mate. That's the thing.
Steve, I really do appreciate you sharing your story with us. I know it was a tough situation, but thank you very much for having a word to us this morning on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
Not a problem, Bear. Anytime.